cinema and getting into it the way we have done, and talking about, you know, some of these like sort of culture war actors and stuff like that. Probably like important to take a wee minute just to nod at the thing that I don't know if you heard about recently, The Sound of Freedom.
I have seen some stuff. I have seen people on social media asking how they get access to it. And
you go to the cinema.
I don't know. Like,
but there's conspiracies. So there was like conspiracies that they're like going to the cinema, and then for some reason, like, that screen's not got electricity. It feels very like false narrative.
Anybody that's not aware, it Sound of Freedom is a movie with Jim Caviezel, who played Mel Gibson's Jesus,
and
is still in interviews in reference to this movie, like, actively referring to himself as Jesus, whilst simultaneously like referring to Donald Trump as Moses, as if he's some sort of prophet that's going to bring forth this. And it's like really like dripping in like QAnon language, right? And obviously, you know, the QAnon cult bullshit about how, you know, the left are stealing children and killing them and drinking their blood and stealing their adrenochrome and, you know, using it to like live longer and blah, blah, blah. And like, you're like, but like synthetic adrenochrome's a thing. Like, why would anybody need to do that? There is no difference. Like, if you needed adrenochrome, you could just like go to the chemist and like buy it. Like, there is no need to like sacrifice children or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, but this is what this QAnon cult believe. So Caviezel has been hired as the lead actor in this Sound of Freedom, and on the surface, the movie is about anti-child trafficking. So the story is the main guy goes to South America and kind of basically combats child trafficking in these South American states.
Okay.
And, you know, protects America and blah, blah, blah.
Is that a true story based on
guy, the guy who wrote and directed it, claims that it is based on aspects of his life, but this guy was also arrested 2 days ago for kidnapping a child. So, you know.
Okay, right, okay.
So Caviezel's out there, and he's going to, like, QAnon, like, conferences and, like, speaking to people about, like, Hollywood kidnapping and murdering children and, like, harvesting their fucking brain glands whilst promoting this movie about anti-child trafficking, written, directed and funded by someone who is now an arrested child trafficker. So the whole thing's fucked up. The controversy in America, there was a couple instances, as you say, where people were posting TikToks in cinemas where the sound went off or the lighting wasn't working, and they were like, oh, they're trying to silence this. But the other one that was happening was that people were going into like empty cinemas and being like, I could only get one specific seat for this showing, and it was here. So I bought my ticket here and I've walked in, and it's like an empty cinema. And they're like, how can I only buy one ticket in an empty cinema? And it's because right-wing nutjobs were going online and buying multiple tickets
right,
to basically like promote the movie and then not going to. So they won't see it the first time, but when they were going to see the movie, instead of buying one ticket for themselves, they were buying 10 tickets.
Right.
So the three or four people that were there had bought out the entire cinema, and then we're like, how come this cinema's empty? And you're like, because you bought all the fucking tickets. Like,
right.
It's now made $137 million in the first couple of weeks, which is like
ridiculous
more than The Flash. Like, I mean, like, so, you know, this they have grifted the absolute shit out of this. It's now getting released in Europe, Britain, and over the course of like sort of August, September, and October, there's going to be like releases concurrent so that they can basically sweep across Europe with this message. But, you know, the movie itself is not per se like a QAnon movie. It's been pitched very much as a QAnon movie. But what is actually happening is they're having an actual, and maybe it was intended as a good faith conversation for these guys like Caviezel or whatever it is. It's obviously subsequently found out they've been run by a guy who is doing the exact same thing that this movie is proclaiming to like protect people from. But this has been used as a way to get QAnon talking points. So, you know, not only are the right-wing nutters grifting after the rain to, you know, sell multiple tickets, like, they're using this, you know, as a sort of wedge to, like, take batshit crazy QAnon talking points into sort of mainstream conversations.
Well, you know what I mean? You've seen last week that one of the senators was campaigning for to get the Pizzagate investigation reopened. So
about children being abused in a basement that doesn't exist.
But the guy turned up with the AR-15 and yep. found a broom cupboard and ended up in fucking jail himself. Do you know what I mean? And we had a conversation about that, and I think, like, you know, to go back and sort of conclude, we'd concluded that, you know, there are real people out there that have real anxieties about the safety of children, and they end up doing stuff like this, and they get sucked in by this sort of, like...
And let's be honest, nobody... no one is pro-child trafficking. Like, we're all anti-child trafficking, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants this real issue to exist, but it is a real issue and it does exist. I just don't think the people having these conversations about it are the people to resolve it. You know what I mean? Like, especially as you were saying, people take it to heart and do some pretty fucked up shit because they believe that they're protecting children.
Or worse, vote for fucked up people and ending up with people and, you know, like, thinking that these people are, like you're saying, they're here to do this thing. Like, Donald Trump, like, we've spoke about it so many times, but you just isolate incidents. You know, there's videos of Trump sitting picking out young women with Epstein. There's a story about Donald Trump knowing that a modelling agent was a fucking convicted paedophile and gave his daughter, like his teenage daughter, to him to become his agent. Like, I don't think that this guy is the guy that's...
6 weeks ago been found criminally liable for rape, you know what I mean?
I just don't think that this guy is the guy to be... And it's like you're saying, like, these issues are real. Nobody is like, nah, just let it happen if it's happening. But they are creating stories that just are nonsense to stir up emotions in people... to try and, you know, I don't know, like, pull the levers of power to gain power themselves.
Yeah, yeah, like, and influence, aye. And as I say, in this instance, to get, you know, batshit crazy talking points about, you know, people drinking the blood of children. And it's ironic that the people who want to further these QAnon talking points, who claim to be about the protection of children, have just given £137 million to a guy who has been arrested for child trafficking and kidnapping. You know what I mean? Like, the very thing that they wanted to defend against has been the thing that they have now facilitated. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like... it's like fucking Ali G, right? It's like it's almost like when a joke turns on itself.
Yeah.
When it becomes, like, so satirical. You're like, what is actually going on here? Like, we... you kind of lose track of who's actually the butt of this joke in the end. You're like,
yeah,
this is it. It becomes so confused and so diluted, though. The actual issue becomes so diluted with, like, all this nonsense that the actual thing still exists. And you kind of like, well,
what has the movie done to actually protect children from child trafficking?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It has put £137 million or dollars into the pocket of a guy who kidnaps children.
It's like,
you know what I mean? Like,
they're Who are we talking about?
I mean,
Trump?
Maybe we should watch.
No, the
maybe
guy who funded movie, Sound of Freedom.
I mean,
the reviews are a bit, like, mediocre. Nobody's saying it's terrible. Nobody's saying it's brilliant. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I wouldn't be adverse to sitting down and watching it, but I would be very conscious of, like, how emotionally invested in the story that I'm considering that none of it has been verified.
The thing is, like, the movie itself is not promoting
a true
QAnon talking points. Right. It's a very self-contained about this guy going to South America trying to stop child trafficking. But what they're doing is using the press tour and the media interest off the back of the film to then have
kind of
public,
like,
conversations about QAnon.
Earth, where it was seen as, like, this is not the story of Scientology. We are not saying that. But in every single press conference, Travolta was talking about Scientology.
Yes.
It was seen as a vehicle to promote their religion while keeping the movie completely disconnected for it by going, like, oh, no, this isn't the movie, but then...
like, really obscure, niche, like, batshit talking points into, like, mainstream conversations.
So what talking points are they bringing in? Other than, like, the satanic cult? Because
that's the talking point. This guy Caviezel, who, you know, was at least up until, I don't know how long ago, like, considered a... like, legit actor, you know what I mean? Like, is out here, there, and everywhere, like, full blown, like, QAnon nonsense at press conferences, news media, like, conference centres, You get him.
Maybe he's just a method actor because he's like playing the part of this nutter. He's actually like, all right, okay, I'm going to go and do what all those guys.
He's certainly a method actor because he was still referring to himself as Jesus.
Jesus.
He was in an interview with, I think it was one of Trump's lawyers that was in the studio with him. And he was talking to one of these guys on like Fox News or whatever it is. And he was like, oh, I'm still Jesus, but like Trump is Moses. And I'm like, you played Jesus like, what, 15 years ago? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you're still holding on to it. You know what I mean? Like, so I, maybe he is just method. He's now like Jesus who saves children from sex trafficking, like, which is something you'd imagine Jesus would actually do if he was real. You know what I mean? Like, but I, this guy's, he's unhinged. Let's see if you want, and I mean, I'll maybe try and like find some clips to drop in on the edit or something like that. But like, this is like, you're looking at this guy and you're like, you are unwell. Like, you are obviously like unwell.
But people were literally saying that about Joaquin Phoenix when he was doing one of his roles, and like he was like seen in public, and they were.
Just when he was starting a rap career.
Oh yeah,
and it turned out he was like trolling everybody.
Well, yeah, he was just basically doing. I imagine like Jim Carrey playing Andy Thingy would have been very similar, and you're like, right, okay, well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that this is the same case.
No, I get
it. But
you.
It would be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Doesn't twist, he actually believe that he's physical and body like Jesus?
Wins an Oscar, but, like, comes out and he's like, I'm Jesus QAnon.
QAnon Jesus. But it's pretty fucked up. So it's one of the moments where like it has garnered all this attention and done almost the exact opposite of what it was intended to do, whilst also just spreading shitty conspiracy theory bullshit
just
everywhere.
Just weird
like
shit.
Pure power washer, just QAnon everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, so I definitely probably will sit and watch it at some point. It has popped up on the dodgy apps and stuff like that, but I've also been like super conscious of it. Uh-huh. And like, this isn't for me, but at the same time, I think it might be interesting to see what people in that headspace.
I think you have to.
Thinking.
I think if we're going to sit and commentate on it, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Like, with the understanding of where it comes
definitely.
From and whatever. But then, to be fair, I don't really look into, like, where everyone else's motivations comes from every other film that I watch.
I was spending 20 minutes talking about Barbie and me and you have not seen it. You know
what I mean? Aye, but it's like, you'd only look at Christopher Nolan's political interests if he started
making political movies.
Making movies about politics and like
I
they did that with
Oppenheimer and Dunkirk have elements there,
I suppose. Everybody's looked into Oliver Stone's political motives early years. And
but his untold history or whatever it was overtly political, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Aye, absolutely. And he's a, you know, he's best pals with Putin, you know, sat across from him.
I think as well.